It's not uncommon for businesses these days to bring in outside consultants to do things when they need change. In fact, it's become an industry now. It's called EAP, Employee Assistance Programming. One of the biggest EAP providers in Australia is Converge International, and they've just revealed that they've had a 62% increase into inquiries from workplaces wanting help with programs to minimise sexual assault and sexual harassment, which is pretty horrific when you think about it. Tell us a bit more about it. Kate Page is from the group, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Kate.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. This is probably not surprising, though, when you get an increase like that, given what's going on in Australia at the minute with all these, particularly with parliamentarians and politicians, all sorts of allegations and alleged things happening.
Yes, I think that's right. The national conversation right now around sexual harassment and discrimination is certainly reverberating in workplaces right around the country. And I think that's reflected in the 62% increase in calls to our counselling services from clients. And whilst we haven't ever seen a jump like this, and it's awful that it's happening, at least it's not happening in silence anymore.
That's true. And when you think back a few years ago, Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement, and that took off around the world, but we didn't see too many examples of it in Australia. Do you think that was because we thought we might have been a bit insulated here from that sort of thing?
I think so. I think also sometimes change happens incrementally and slowly over time, but also takes the courage of what we've seen only from a few women recently to speak up about their experiences to change the national conversation. However, that comes on the back of many, many voices from women and men advocating for change.
And a lot of these are being claimed as historical incidents. I think attitudes were different, you know, when you look back into as far as the 80s and the 70s perhaps, and I'd hope to think that there wasn't too many sexual assaults going on there, but sexual harassment and inappropriate language being used around women was fairly common when I was growing up, and I think we accepted it back then when really we shouldn't have.
Yeah, that's right, Martin, and I think that's a realisation that's dawning on everyone. For women realising that perhaps they endured behaviour that they shouldn't have or that wasn't in their best interest, and for men actually being just socialised into behaviour that wasn't in the best interest of women, as well as men being caught up on the other side in some of these instances as well. But I think, you know, the conversation is changing, and that's a really positive thing. And I think, you know, it reflects a cultural change, and it recognises that people are willing to listen more and obviously to actually take on some of the lessons that women and some of the points that women have been talking to. Although it's interesting because we've also had quite a lot of older women call our counselling service asking for support because they experienced sexual assault or harassment at a time where they didn't have a voice, and if they had spoken up, they wouldn't have been listened. So they're actually experiencing this whilst being very, very relieved and happy and grateful for these younger voices being heard and listened to. There's some sadness for their own stories and that they haven't or weren't listened to when they were younger. However, they're now able to bring their voices out into the public, and that's a positive thing.
Do you find that they still hold anger after all this time?
No, it totally depends on their own coping strategies throughout, but anger isn't the predominating or isn't the dominating emotion at all. There's a gratefulness and relief that this is finally being spoken of.
Well, that's good. And you mentioned the fact that men are, you know, keen to see a change in culture as well. I'm a little bit biased because I'm a white ribbon ambassador, and I've always respected women, and that's the way I was brought up. But not all men were, and the fact that men are now asking for the change as much as women, that's got to be a good thing too, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and we've seen that in organisations as well. Organisations proactively reaching out to us to ask support in how they deal with and work with women coming forward with these stories, and organisations that are, you know, have males as HR advisors that are as keen as the females, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, you mentioned that you've got a counselling service. Obviously, your employee assistance programs are something that's done professionally with workplaces, but the counselling service, is that available to anyone?
It's available to the organisations which we are contracted to provide
through the employers.
For the employees. So we represent about 2.5 million Australians in the workplace.
Okay, and for those that aren't, there's always 1-800 Respect, which is a great service as well.
Exactly. And most organisations have their own EAP. If not Converge, it'll be someone else.
Yeah, terrific. Look, Kay, thank you very much for sharing that with us today. Let's hope that, the numbers sort of settle down a little bit after a while. But I guess the fact that it's an awakening in some respects is why you've seen such a sudden upsurge.
That's right.
Yeah, terrific. Tate, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Martin.